Oh yeah, welcome to Rock Your World. That was actually probably the smoothest opening that I've ever had ever. My name is Sin. I am your host of this fabulous little podcast slash radio show slash whatever you want me to call it. Probably should talk a little bit louder into the microphone since it's apparently not picking up right now. That actually sounds a lot better now. Okay, well, welcome to another exciting week of Rock Your World. And this is going to be an exciting week. Because I have a lot I need to talk about, a lot to get off my mind, and most of that's just gonna happen in the first few minutes. I won't go into too much detail. I already have a podcast that I did 2 days ago. I haven't been able to post it yet, just because I haven't had the time. But I could post it after this. I don't know. It's more of like an opinionated thing than anything else, of what I've been seeing going on in the different music scenes. This happens all over the world, but it's definitely been happening a lot in the Albuquerque music scene lately. And for those who don't know, I'm from Albuquerque, not Aralbuquerque. I'm from Albuquerque originally. It is my hometown. I was born and raised there. I'm a native New Mexican, and there's been quite a lot of interesting things going on in the scene lately. I'm going to touch on this briefly, and I might just spread it out through the entirety of my podcast, this episode at least. But there's a couple things that I wanted to touch on to begin with. The first thing, which is probably one of the most important things that I need to address, and I won't go into much detail about this, but there has been a lot of drama going on about stupid little things like not letting people in the shows because you don't like their personality or whatever. Now, my podcast I did a couple days ago, I spent about an entire hour just talking about this one topic. And I'm going to sum it up simply right here and right now. If you have a problem with somebody, you shouldn't just deny them to a show just because you hate that person, hate a characteristic about them. It's very childish and very immature to do something like that, because everyone's just here to have a good time. And if they did something to you 2, 3, 4, even more than that, 20 years ago and 50 years ago, and I don't know if it's been you have some problem with somebody from 50 years ago, or even longer, who knows? People have drama for years and years and decades. It's not healthy, and my best advice is just try to get along. You don't have to talk to that person at the show if you're there. This is especially true at local venues that play local artists. You can go talk to your friends. You don't have to worry about them, and they don't have to worry about you. Everyone's just there to listen to good music. I'm going to keep on with my different little ideas, and that's just my first kind of thought, and I want to get back right into the music. That opening band that you heard was called Them Swoops, and they're one of our many international bands, and in fact, they are our first band. I believe they are from Australia. So thank you, Them Swoops. That was their song, Work Around It. Make sure to check them out on Facebook, online, wherever you can find their music, and like them, talk to them, say, hey, Work Around It is an awesome song. You should keep on keeping on. Make some albums or something, because we're because we think you're good and good stuff like that. Anyway, I'm going to continue on. The next artist I have on the show, artist number two tonight, and I'd like to make a notice that once again, there's a bunch of new artists on the show tonight, including this next one. And forgive me if I mispronounce the name. It's really hard to translate things over the web of how to pronounce it correctly, especially when you're going to talk to these people in person. It's more over the internet. So they're either called Radiana or Radiana, or some other form of that. But I'm going to call them Radiana. Maybe, or I'll probably just alternate between Radiana and Radiana or something like that until I get the confirmation on how to pronounce it. Anyway, this is their song Over the Moon, and you're about to listen to it debut right here on Rock Your World. Please let me know how to pronounce you so I can remember how to say it in the future. I know it's very tough for some bands to hear their names get mispronounced either on accident, or sometimes people pronounce band names on wrong on purpose. I don't do that. I say it to the best I can. But they're still an awesome band, if you couldn't hear already, and I'm glad to have them on the show. Anyway, I'm going to continue with my next kind of thought for today, and it's the thought of how to make a music scene more popular. If you've seen the big major music cities, such as Los Angeles, Austin, Chicago, all of them have a pretty established scene. In fact, of course they have an established scene. It's not pretty established, it's a great scene. And the reason that these scenes seem to have such an established name is a lot of bands come out from those cities, also New York. I'm not limiting to just those cities. There's cities all over the world that have really great established music scenes. But here's the thing that I've definitely noticed from at least those three scenes. They just don't limit it to one single genre that's popular in the city. I think a big thing in order to make a scene important and big and popular and all that is the unity of all the different genres, all playing together, all kind of supporting each other, all kind of try to help each other grow in the scene. And this is the problem I think that's been happening in Albuquerque lately. In case you didn't notice, this is kind of the How to Fix Albuquerque episode. And I'm doing my very best. I'm not in the scene all the time. I've only been in the scene for a year and a half. I'm only here in the summers and in the winters. I'm in Albuquerque. So it's tough. I don't have any sort of like direct powers or anything besides my voice that I can express across the internet through Rock Your World. So my idea would just be unite all the genres in one, support everyone. And this goes to every single music scene too. If your scene isn't that successful, or if it's only kind of successful in one genre, or people only support one genre, what you should do is support everyone regardless of their genre. Support them equally. Don't support one band more than another. Don't support one genre more than another. It's all the local music scene. Everyone's in there to make music. And this is, I've seen this happen in Albuquerque a lot. How maybe a metal show or a hardcore show or a ska show or a punk show or some show will get a lot of attention. There's going to be a lot of build up to it. And then maybe some sort of alt rock show that's the day after or the day before at the same venue won't get any promotion, or it'll get very limited promotion. And I just seems a little unfair that all these people are promoting this big show happening that, or that they think is going to be a big show in one genre, while the next night it could be a big show in another genre, but it ends up has a low turnout, and people wouldn't consider it a big show, even though it could definitely be considered one. So here's my thing. If you're going to promote a show, promote all the shows around it equally. Don't post 10 Facebook notifications about this event while you don't even think about the one that's the next night. Promote everything equally. Support all the different genres. And that's the only way that I think the music scene can thrive, is by everybody supporting everybody, regardless of their genre. Anyway, I'm going to continue on with the next song I have here, which is Blissful Blows by an artist called Cherokee Red. They are from Pennsylvania. I think this is the very first Pennsylvania band that we've had on the show, if I'm correct in my thinking here. And you're about to hear them right now, right here on Rock Your World. All right, thank you, Cherokee Red. Glad to have you guys on the show for the first time. And most likely you'll be hearing from them in the future, because they're really good. And I hope that all of you like these artists, too. In fact, always, it's great to send you your opinions, what you think about it. Either go on Facebook, And you can just go on the Rock Your World podcast Facebook page, just post whatever you want to say, and or you can email me, rockyourworldpodcast@gmail.com. That's all one big word, all lowercase, no spaces or anything. rockyourworldpodcast@gmail.com. So yeah, we're going to keep on doing this. This kind of me trying to figure out what's going on in Albuquerque and how we can make it successful. My big problem right now with the entire scene is I think that it's so divided. Everyone kind of hates each other from what I've heard. Well, there are people that are always sticking together, always friends, always trying to play shows, and there's people that just can't stand each other, who are all, and they're all on the scene trying to be successful, and one of the things that I dislike more than anything in the world, is people, or are people disrespecting strangers, or people disrespecting anyone in general. When I was first starting up this podcast, I was getting local artists from Albuquerque trying to get on the show, and they were just so disrespectful to me, so belittling me, that I wouldn't allow them to sign on to the show. I would not play their music. And, of course, they do not talk to me anymore for that, which shows a lot. It shows that some people, and this isn't just in Albuquerque, this is all over the world. Some people are just in the music scene just to make money, or just to become famous, which, I'm just going to say this now, a lot of bands do not make it. A good majority of bands do not make it. So, to have this idea that, I like what I play, and I'm better than anyone around, I'm better than you, I can belittle you, I can force you to do something that you don't want to do, because I'm going to make it one day, is not a good, it's not healthy, it's not good to think that way, and I've had people that had already signed on to the show, that I've played their stuff, and I had to stop playing them because of how disrespectful they were to me afterwards. So this is pretty important. Regardless of what you do, do not disrespect anyone in the music scene. It doesn't matter if it's your best friend's band and you don't like their bassist or something like that, or if it's someone like me, I'm just trying to promote all sorts of local, unsigned, and unknown artists. And that's why I support equality among genres. That's what I was saying earlier. There needs to be an equal support for all different genres in every scene. If you've listened to any of my shows, which I'm sure you have, but I know there's plenty of you out there who haven't listened to a lot of my shows, if you listen to the shows, you can see there's plenty of shows where I'll jump back and forth between genres nonstop all the time, just because I want to show how diverse the music scene is in Albuquerque and in Tucson and all over the world. It's just so amazing that there's so many different artists out there that are absolutely great. But just focusing on one isn't enough. And I'm one of those that I say that I listen to every single genre around there. And 90% of those who say that aren't telling the truth. They don't listen to weird, obscure genres that are, like, very, not well known. I listen to everything. I'll listen to good old classic heavy metal from back in the day, new alt rock, classical music, country, punk, surf music, ska, pretty much everything you can imagine. I listen to it. I think I have maybe over 400 or 500 different genres in my music library alone. So, I actually promote musical equality to an extreme. I don't support one genre over another. I don't say, "Oh, I only listen to these guys," and everyone else who isn't anyone else who isn't in this genre sucks. That's just stupid. If you're gonna be that close-minded and think that your genre is better or it's the best, get out of here. Seriously. Every genre has good bands, every genre has decent bands, every genre has mediocre bands. And there is no sort of one superior genre to all of them. There's always going to be a kind of back and forth between which genre is the best, which is the most popular. There's definitely more popular genres, but just because it's more popular does not mean it's better than something else. I personally think that all genres are the same, that they're all equal, that, like I said, that they all have their great artists, they all have their bad artists. Anyway, that's my little rant on that. Let's continue on with the next artist that we have, which is called, their name is Viacoma, which literally means through endless sleep. Which is actually pretty cool if you think about that. These guys are hailing out of Lafayette, California, USA. And yeah, you're about to hear them right now with their song Iron Horse, right here on Rock Your World.
Yeah.
Wow. Thank you, Viacoma. That was pretty darn good. I'm a big fan of them. I just started listening to them a couple days ago. And they're pretty good. I'm listening to their stuff, and I will definitely play more of them in the future because I love them so much. So yeah, thank you everybody who's been on the show today. All of them have been brand new artists, except for the last band that we have today, which is a show favorite called Luffy. You've heard Luffy numerous times, and we'll get to Luffy here in a minute. I just want to kind of finish up everything here on the show, say my last few words about everything, and one thing I'd like to point out is all of the bands I played today were not from New Mexico at all. This was kind of like the probationary week that I wanted to have, that really I didn't want to express the Albuquerque music scene this week because of the immense problems that we're having that negatively reflects everything going on. And I know a big part of band and making it actually kind of actually making it is not disrespecting anybody, not having grand egos about your band. It's all about being friendly to everyone you meet, not getting in fights, not fighting over stupid things. It's kind of a shame of what everything has been happening. And everyone in Albuquerque knows that we haven't had the best of times lately. I haven't been directly involved in this, but I've seen all of it. I've heard all of it. And it's kind of, I don't want to get involved in it because I don't know the full stories, but I think there's a lot of things that need to be fixed. The greatest example of this, I could say, is James Mercer. If you don't know him and you're from Albuquerque, that's a problem. Almost everyone should know who he is. He is the front man for the band The Shins. Now, if you're a fan of alternative rock, you've probably heard of The Shins, or if you're from Albuquerque or New Mexico, you've probably heard of The Shins. A lot of people have heard of them. They're a very popular band. They're actually from Albuquerque originally, with James Mercer originally starting it with his band called Flake Music. And I think the name The Shins is based off of a song by Flake Music. And I don't know the full story, but that's just what I assume, and that's what I hear about it. But anyway, James said at one point, I believe what he said, don't quote me verbatim for this, don't quote for me at all on this, I'm not too sure, but I think he said at one point that he moved out of Albuquerque because there was no place for him here. He didn't feel he was getting the respect and the attention that he deserved, that it was being overrun by metalheads or something like that. I forget what the expression it was, but I think he moved out and to the West Coast because there was no place for him. There was no equality. There was no respect. There was the same drama happening then that's happening now. And this doesn't apply to just Albuquerque, this applies to everyone. Don't cause drama, don't cause fights, don't cause any of that. Just get along with each other, and music can thrive. There has to be at least 1,000 bands out there that have expressed interest in the show that are really great bands that are I'm working on trying to get on here. A lot of them don't have recordings or records or any of that, which makes it harder to play them. And a lot of them are working on them or don't have time or something. But the bands that do have stuff out there, I try to play. I support good local music, and you should too, regardless of what genre they are. There needs to be more equality here, and that's my basic message here is in every music scene, if there's going to be success, there has to be no genre drama. That's what I'm trying to say. No drama between genres, no drama within the genres. So, whatever is going on, I'm not going to say a single thing about the specific things that I've heard, but it needs to end. There should be no reason that someone's denied from a show just because you don't like them, or because someone told you that you shouldn't let them in. I'm not telling anybody how to run their venues or run their business or anything, but really, if you look at almost any other venue in the world, they don't deny somebody just because, oh, maybe the bartender doesn't like that one person. It's all about the music. Regardless of where you go to, you're going to run into some unsavory people at shows. You're gonna run into some awesome people at shows. You just have to deal with it. Just don't talk to the people you don't like and talk to the people you do like. Ignore it completely. Don't try to start anything. And overall, just have a good time. That's all music is, really. We all want to have a good time. We all want to listen to something awesome. So yeah, that's pretty much it. Moral to the story is just everyone get along. That's all I can say. I'm going to try to take action when I get back to the best of my ability. But this is the best I can do, is just say everyone really needs to just grow up, leave the teenage mid-school drama behind. We're all adults here. We're all adults. At least most of us are. A lot of us still act like kids, obviously. So that's all I have to say. This was kind of a little ranty show. I've almost lost it a couple of times. I really wanted to go out and just say a lot of things, but I'm controlling myself. I'm being respectful. So besides that, let's wrap up the show. We have one more band, and like I said at the beginning of this little segment right here, it's Luffy. They've been on the show numerous times, and I really think that they have a lot of potential in them, and you're about to hear them right now with their song X's. Now, before I play this, let's just wrap up with what we've played so far. We opened up the show with Them Swoops and the song Work Around It. Then we jumped to Radiana. I still don't know how to pronounce it. With the song Over the Moon, then went to Cherokee Red with Blissful Blows, then Via Coma with Iron Horse. And now we're going to end with Luffy with their song X's. Anyway, thank you all for listening to the show. If you thought I was being disrespectful to anybody, I really don't. I really mean the best. If you interpret it that way, so be it, but I'm only saying what I feel. I don't feel like I'm disrespecting anybody. I'm not pointing fingers at anybody. I'm just saying what needs to be done. This can apply to any single music scene too, not just Albuquerque. You can apply to one in like Akron if you want, or maybe in Surprise, Arizona if they have a scene there. I'm just naming off random cities that come to my head. But yeah, ooh, just almost pulled my headphones out there. So yeah, thank you everybody. Thank you for listening to Rock the World. Make sure to like it on Facebook, share it with your friends, share this episode with your friends, because I think it's a very important one. And yeah, we'll see you next week. See ya.